Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
The race for Erie County Executive may be getting, well, a lot more interesting.
I would never shut the door on any potential race, and I'm not shutting the door on this.
Lynn Dixon to run?
I think Lynn Dixon would make an excellent county executive.
You're not going to win in Erie County with Republican votes. There's not enough of them. You've got to get Democrats. You've got to get independents. And she's proven she can do that.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. We're a long way out, but it is an election year for Erie County Executive. Incumbent Democrat Mark Poloncarz has a good stronghold on the office, of course, with claims of progress, no major missteps of note. But the Republican Party is looking to field a competitive candidate, and until recently, State Senator Chris Jacobs has been mentioned. WBEN is told Jacobs hasn't formally declined the offer but is not high on the idea, while Erie County legislator Lynn Dixon says she is considering it but has not yet decided.
Well, I think you always have to keep all your options open.
And the GOP has had meetings with her and considers her a strong candidate. She talked with our Mike Baggerman first.
And certainly this is an option going forward and something that I would give consideration to.
What is it about the county executive position that you would want? Because you're risking losing a lot because you'd be up for re-election this year, two-year term. You wouldn't be able to come back as a legislator if you lost.
That's correct. Well, I have always believed in term limits anyway. I just look at sort of the bigger picture of I'm so grateful for this community. I'm so grateful for what it has given me, what it has given my family, my children, and it's a special place to live. And I have always loved the public service part of government, and to that end would certainly explore anything that would allow me to continue serving in a capacity where it's really about the public service and about the people.
You seem very noncommittal about it right now. Is it still nothing definitive at this moment in time?
Well, obviously, with what's going on in Albany and the changes to the petition process and the primary process, decisions will have to be made earlier than in a typical election year. So those decisions have to be made sooner rather than later. But I've always been willing to keep my options open and to consider different opportunities, if you will, and certainly it's something that I would consider.
And, you know, when Chris Collins had his indictment come down, you know, for what it's worth, you were one of the people who threw their name into the mix, saying that you wanted to keep your options open there. But, you know, with this county executive race, you look at some of the factors that are going in. Mark Poloncarz is a very effective candidate. He's been the county executive for a couple terms now. He's got a lot of name recognition here in Erie County. Outside of your district, you know, a lot of people might not be aware of who you are. You're really climbing an uphill battle if this is what you want to do. Do you think, though, that you can pull off a upset, so to say?
Well, you know, I grew up in Amherst. Have been living in the South Towns for the last 20 years. Worked in the media for 22 years prior to getting into politics. So, it would be about the people and about what I would be doing. I'm really not concerned about things that I cannot control. So I would only be concerned about what I can control, and that's getting out and, you know, meeting people and discussing issues and discussing what direction they believe the county should be headed. But again, it's I would never shut the door on any potential race, and I'm not shutting the door on this.
Another person who's been constantly brought up in the race for county executive has been State Senator Chris Jacobs. Have you had any conversations with him about what's going on here?
Well, Chris Jacobs has been very busy with a new baby and then having to get back to Albany for the start of this session. So Chris Jacobs is somebody I respect enormously. He's been a friend for a very long time. And I'm certainly he's giving it due consideration as well. And at the appropriate time, a decision will be made. But I have nothing but respect for Chris Jacobs.
I want to go back to my very first question. Did you have a meeting with Nick Langworthy, and did he ask you or recommend that you run as county executive?
Well, I have discussions with, not just party leaders, but just people involved in government all the time. And so a conversation like that would be as normal as asking, you know, how the Bills did last Sunday. Of course, they're not playing anymore, unfortunately. But so discussions like that happen all the time. And even as you had mentioned, like the congressional race before, it was something that was presented, you know, in a sort of off-the-cuff conversation. And so those conversations happen all the time. So it would not be atypical for that kind of thing to happen.
Well, I don't typically recruit candidates through the media.
Erie County Republican Party Chairman Nick Langworthy, in traditional fashion, not playing his hand, but talking up Dixon in a sit-down with Mike.
But I think Lynn Dixon would make an excellent county executive. She's demonstrated time and again that she's an excellent candidate in a district that is represented by 20,000 more Democrats and Republicans, and she still always wins by a landslide. So Lynn Dixon would make an excellent countywide candidate. Obviously, her time in the media for, you know, probably two decades, along with her service in the legislature for a decade, I think put her toward the top of any list for possible countywide candidates.
So aside from that, I mean, you know, where she stands politically, do you think that she would be a good representative for Erie County in that regard? Because obviously Mark Poloncarz has been in power for quite a bit of time now. He's going to be a tough candidate no matter what.
Well, Mark Poloncarz has been our county executive for 8 years, and I think there's plenty of record for us to go and have the appropriate campaign. I think that the shelf life is something that's coming to an end with him, and especially with the extreme liberal rhetoric that you see daily out of our county executive as he sits on Twitter and spends his days on social media rather than really focusing on the job of administering our county. It takes a special candidate to run countywide. I mean, again, every election, we're down 2-1 in enrollment. I mean, that's something that you always have to understand. You know, having a large urban city like the city of Buffalo, you know, it's 7-1, 7.5-1 Democrat to Republican. So it makes a countywide election very difficult. You have to have someone that has the appropriate appeal that is able to, you know, take their message from, you know, one end of the county to the other that can get crossover votes. People like we've seen, you know, in the past, Mickey Kearns, just back-to-back countywide elections. Stefan Mihailu, you know, our Sheriff Tim Howard's been able to do that as well. So it not every candidate, not every elected official has countywide potential. I think Lynn Dixon is a very strong candidate, along with several others, but Lynn is a very strong candidate for county executive.
It's all not much of a surprise to WBEN political contributor Carl Calabrese.
You recall a couple of months ago when Stefan Mihailu announced that he would not be pursuing a county executive race, you called me and asked, Who do they go to next? Who does the Republican Party look to next? And, you know, at that time I had three or four names.
And guess who's on that list?
Lynn Dixon was on that list. She offers a lot of political strengths for a county chairman to look at and say, this could be the best candidate, the A-list candidate to run for county executive.
What makes her stand above everybody else? Is it that she is the perfect candidate for Republicans at this time? Might there have been others who wanted to go but then decided not to?
Well, it's always a combination of things. Obviously, there are three or four A-list candidates that the county chairman would be very interested in leading the ticket. But her attributes are many, really. She's number one. She's got a very solid record as a legislator. Number two, I think you're going to see the Republican Party nationwide being much more aggressive in recruiting female candidates. Lots of people still remember Lynn from her days on Channel 2, so I would bet that her name recognition would be higher than
the average county legislator. But most importantly, she can get Democrat votes. Lynn has, outside of the city of Buffalo, Lynn has one of the most Democrat enrollment districts in the county legislature. The last time I looked, the number was over 16,000 more Democrats than Republicans. Not only does she win that race, but she wins it with 60% of the vote plus. I mean, every year she's on the Democrat hit list because of those numbers that they think they can take her out. And not only do they not come close, but as I say, she wins with landslide proportions. So if you're a county chairman and you're in Erie County that now has over 130,000 more Democrat voters than Republican voters, you've got to look at someone who brings a record to the table, who's got a good television presence, who's got good name recognition, but most importantly, can they get Democrat and independent votes? Because you're not going to win in Erie County with Republican votes. There's not enough of them. You've got to get Democrats. You've got to get independents. And she's proven she can do that.
Does the fact that Lynn is a woman, does that present some interesting challenges for polling cars when it comes to attacking her if she is the candidate?
No question. And I don't think men of either party have yet to figure out how to run against a woman and avoid those issues. It's very delicate. It's a tightrope walk. And I think we're still evolving to figure out how to do that because obviously politics is a contact sport. It's a tough business. And campaigns are about challenging each other's ideas and attacking each other's ideas. And you can very easily go over a line and do something that's inappropriate. And so I think we're going to see that not just locally but across the country. Of how a man and a woman run a tough campaign that does what a campaign is supposed to do, and that is a clash of ideas in the public square.
You say tough for men of both parties, but, I mean, if we're being honest here, especially when the man is a Democrat, seeing what that party is trying to stand for and really been pushing over the last several years.
Well, exactly. It adds another level of uncertainty and complication to how do you deal with a female opponent. Now, if you're an incumbent, chances are what's going to happen, I'll tell you what will happen, is they will do a poll. The Democrats will do a poll. And if the county executive has a big lead, the strategy will be to ignore her and not just not attack her, but just don't even mention her and talk about your record. It's always a sign of an incumbent in trouble when they begin to attack a challenger because that means they're hearing footsteps in the polls. Whenever an incumbent ignores their opponent completely, that means they're probably looking at a very comfortable lead in the polls.
Yes, it's early, but does look like we're going to have a race.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.